Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this blessed day. Lord, we thank you for your word going forward in all truth and all mightiness according to your will. God, we thank you for directing every word that we might speak, God, that we only speak the things as pertaining to the kingdom of God and your will in these last days. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I praise you and I bless you. Thank you. So God want us to know that we're in the time of judgment. That we're in the days where God is pouring his judgment upon the earth. Because the gospel is already being preached throughout the world. There's nowhere that the gospel is not being preached. Okay, so men, we don't have an excuse now. You know, because the gospel is being preached. And God has revealed to his servants, the things that are to come in these last days, you know, because of the wickedness that's in the land, because of the sin that's in the land. But God also want the world to know that the Bible is the only book ever written through the history of mankind that 100% of what God told us would happen has happened. And will happen. There's no other book written that can say that. No other book written that can say that 100% of what's written in there, even though it was told to us 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, everything that's in there, exactly as God said it would happen, it will and has happened. We just got to take heed to it. You know, some people say, well, the Bible contradicts. The Bible don't contradict. The Bible said the word of God is not of any private interpretation. And if you don't understand, if you don't see God to get to understand, it's going to seem confusing to you. Because there's a lot in there. It's a lot in the Bible. And the only way we can understand it is we got to seek God. And seek, you know, the things that are revealed through his Holy Spirit. He said, I send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that he can teach you. The Holy Spirit will also teach you, comfort you, guide you. But you got to seek those things. And of course, God don't want us taken out of the world because we have to be a light unto the world. He don't want us taken out. He wants us to be a light unto the world to show them how the people of God should live and what true sanctification is. When he sent Israel into the land of the Canaanites, he said, you're going to be a light unto these people, that they're going to know that I am God. And it's the same with us. God wants us through us to let the world know that he is God. You understand? But God has delivered me from all those things so people can see. You know, because, there's a certain level of lust and pride, you know, that's in sinners because we don't regard God. We just go about doing whatever we want to do with no regard to God. Because the flesh is selfish. It only cares about the things of the flesh. It only cares about those things. And it'll do anything to fulfill the lusts thereof. But we know if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Because you got a new spirit in you. There's a new spirit that dwells in you. And that spirit is contrary to the flesh. They're contrary one to another. The Bible tells you this. It's contrary. And if you're walking in the flesh, you can't not walk in the spirit. You can't be at both at the same time. You can only be one or the other. So we must walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the things of the flesh, which is fornication, adultery, lying, deceit. Because Paul said, any man that does these things, they shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And we're not saying that you're not going to sin, because we know that you're going to sin. But you got to ask for forgiveness of sins. And we can't continually do the same things over and over again. We can't continue to do the same things over and over and then say that we're saved. You can't do it. God has called us from these things, called us from them. So we can stand in righteousness and in holiness and in all purity before the Lord God Almighty. Jesus came in the flesh that he might show men how we ought to walk before the living God. True salvation, true deliverance, and submission to the will of God. Anything other than that is a death to the soul of man. And if we want to live, and if we want to flourish, and if we want to stand, we got to stand in the Word of God. Because there's going to come a time, the Bible says, men will seek the Word of God and they won't be able to find it. Why? Because men right now are trying to establish a one world religion. And that's the only religion you will be able to practice. One world government. One world financial system. They're setting it up even as we speak. Because we know, you know, when Trump comes into office, he's already planning on introducing the Trump Bible into the schools so they can indoctrinate our children into their one world religion. This is what they're planning to do. And they're all in cahoots. If you look and see the current situation of the world, you will see the nations that are falling, you know, the financial systems that are falling. They're countries like, I mean, daily things are happening around the world, right? That's going to lead these people to introduce that one world system to the world. Because they're going to say, you know, that everything else has failed. We got to have one system, one government, one financial system, one religion, so all men can live as brothers in the world. We're returning to the Tower of Babel or Babel, to where all men speak with one heart, one mind, one language. One thought, but all these things will be against the will of God. They will be against God's true will for man. And that is for man to walk with God and not go after the wiles of the devil. Satan wanted to devour us. He walks to and fro throughout the earth seeking whom he might devour. You know, and there was a time he was walking, you know, to and fro, and God said, you know, have you tried my servant Job? But he said, you got a hedge about him. He's protected. And so likewise, we're protected by the blood of Jesus, by the word of God. We're protected by these things. This is our hedge. We're redeemed. We must stand upon the living word of God because it's life to us. It's life to our soul. This is the only thing that can bring us life everlasting. Like like I said, 100% of what God has spoken will come true. Not one word will fail out of that Bible. Not one word. Bible said there's nothing secret that shall not be revealed. So a lot of things are like coming to light because God has destined that or predestined that these things shall come out to light. Because men want to hide certain things from certain people. To keep you in darkness. But God is revealing all things in these last days. All things are being revealed by the Almighty God. Seek God. Seek God. That way he can uplift your soul from the pit of hell, damnation, judgment. Because we're in the time of judgment. We know the gospel's being preached in all the world, but people are not getting saved the way they used to. People are not being delivered like they used to. Because we're in the time of judgment. The time of judgment where God will judge everything in the world according to his word. Everything will be judged according to the word of God. And like I said before, we have to put ourselves in position that the word can help us to flourish. That we can reap all the benefits of God, of his salvation, of his righteousness, of his holiness. We want all the things that will help us to prevail in these troubled times. We're in troubled times. The end is near. Judgment is in the land. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Every valley shall be exalted. The mountains and hills shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places shall be made smooth by God's hand. People will try to hide in the day of his judgment, but they won't be able to hide. They will hide in the clefts of the rocks from the face of him that's coming with all judgment to execute it upon the world and upon the sinful nation. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. All the wickedness and all the untruth. God is going to upend everything. You can't hide under the rocks. There'll be no place to hide. There'll be no place to run. We got to yield to the will of God and to the promises of his word. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ. It's the only salvation we have. We can't commit ourselves to anything else other than to the will of God in all its righteousness and in all its purity. The word of God is pure. And God sent the word not to benefit himself, but to benefit us. This is why God sent Jesus Christ. It's for our benefit. It's not for God's benefit. It's for our benefit. But we got to yield 100%. We got to be 100% in. People are 100% committed to sin. 100% committed to lies. They're committed. You know, even like you go on like YouTube now, and I'm more aware because the podcast is on, you know, YouTube. But people get millions and millions and millions of views from things that do not benefit the soul. It don't benefit. These things are contrary to God. But yet people spend their lives watching these things. But they shun the things of God. They have no interest in it. They don't care. People don't care. They want to fulfill that immediate fulfillment of the lust of the flesh. It's like instant gratification. That's the thing we want. We don't want to wait on God. Why should we wait on God when we can have pleasures right here on the earth? Fulfillment of that lustful flesh, sin, the man of sin. These are devices of the devil meant to keep you occupied so you don't even think about God. But God would always send a reminder. He will always send a man that will stand in the gap to declare the things of God. Even when we are uncomfortable with hearing the things of God, he will always raise up someone to declare what the current judgment is upon the land. And God's going to judge the land because he said it and it's written. It's already been written. And he told us beforehand, like I said in the beginning, that these things will come. And they're here. So we got to wake up and seek the living God. He is life unto us. He is salvation unto us. God don't want the soul of men men to die. He don't want us to die. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. He don't want us to perish. But we can't continue to go our own way and then expect the benefits of God. You can't have it both ways. It's only one or the other. It's only damnation or salvation. The only way. There's not multiple ways. There's only one way. One way. And we can stand on everything that God said. We can stand on it. Stand on it. God, we got to continue to lift your people up. Build them up that they might be able to stand in these latter times. God is reaching out to them that have an ear to hear. Let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The Spirit is calling us from damnation and judgment. Judgment is in the land. Judgment is in the land. But there's always hope. Noah built the ark for hope. Abraham was able to go in and pull Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. But we must not look back. We must look up because our redemption draws nigh. We can't be like Lot's wife. We can't look back on the former things. We must look forward to God and his righteousness and his holiness to protect us and to keep us from falling. God is able to keep us from falling, but we got to trust and lean on God and God alone through his word. He will always make a way for us to escape the damnation. Always make a way for us to escape. We got to yield to the will of God. We got to submit to the will of God. There's always hope that we are in the latter times. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America must fall. The world must fall. So we can go about doing whatever we're doing and think that these things will not come to pass. But I'm telling you, there's not one word that will not come to pass. Because God has spoken it. God has revealed it. And we must submit to his will or we will perish with the sinners. We will perish with the sinners of the world. He's reaching out to people in these last times. Reaching out. That we can escape all the wrath of God. But in the end, we must be purified so we can reign with his Christ. So, Father, we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, for your word, for your truth. And let it all things be as you will, God. Not as I will, but as you will, Lord. Because in the end, that's the only thing that's going to prosper. The only thing that's going to prosper. And that's going to help people to maintain their status of godliness and of holiness and of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.